We begin by talking sports. Carolina football, of course, didn't make a bowl game. Georgia and Alabama, on the other hand, got to play in two. Championship game was this past Monday. Alabama with a dramatic overtime win, coming from behind to get this win over Georgia, 26-23 in the finale. So yet another national championship for Alabama. UGA's got to wait another year for their championship quest to continue. UNC professor Dr. Deb Stroman was at that game along with a couple of students she took as part of an annual thing called Project Touchdown that she helps run. And Dr. Stroman joining us now on the air. Good to be with you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'll tell you, I just sat and thought about how long I've been running this program. It's been 11 years, and it seems like yesterday, but it's exciting to take students to work the national championship. And for those who follow college football, you know we've only been doing this for 4 years. So prior to that, I was taking students to the ACC championship game. But due to a long, long-term relationship, starting with John Swofford, the commissioner of the conference, he and I both go back to our Virginia days when he worked there before he came home to UNC to be athletic director and then moved over to the conference. We've stayed in touch, and I've been able to take students. This year I took four students, Carolina Sport Business Club contacts, and then, of course, those students who I find to be very kind. Also, it's a reward for their academic and extracurricular success, and they have a demonstrated sense of leadership. And I know this experience going down and working the game will help them in that regard, and quite possibly it could be the biggest sporting event or entertainment event that they'll ever have a chance to work in and be a part of.
Yeah, no doubt. So what exactly does Project Touchdown entail? You go down to the game with the students. What is their experience from start to finish?
Well, as I've learned, that you manage resources and you love and lead people. So we do a little bit of both, but everything from helping out with marketing, making sure the signage is correct, the national sponsors for the game, everyone from Nike to AT&T, we're helping them do what's called market activation on site. We do operations, so that means making sure people are in the right place at the right time. We do a little bit of security, although at a game like this, we have every branch of law enforcement, of police protection, from having presidential visits. So there's Secret Service, there's CIA, there's FBI, there's state police, there's local police, there's the stadium security, and then there's little old us there also trying to manage people. Of course, we don't get into the heavy duty stuff, but we do serve in that capacity as well. So this year it was special because we got team operations. So we were making sure Georgia and Alabama, they were in the right place, and assisting with the full-time college football playoff staff, make sure they do their job well. And it's all about precision, making sure that if there's a particular need by a team, that they have the right person that they can call immediately and get that done. And sometimes those tasks get turned over to us.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, UNC professor. We're talking about Project Touchdown. Deb runs this every year with four students this year, goes down to the college football playoff national championship game and helps out. So talk about this game behind the scenes. There's so many different moving parts. You got the two teams, you got all the sponsors, tens of thousands of people. There's media there. There's a whole lot of activity and thousands of people running around and a whole bunch of different organizations that want to be a part of it. So how does it all run smoothly backstage?
Well, I can definitely say that just like a sporting team, you have to have the right people in place. And that starts with Michael Kelly. He is the COO of the college football playoff. And so he starts 2 years in advance, everything from scouting the particular city. 2019 will be in the Bay Area, Santa Clara / San Francisco. So he goes out to make sure that we have the stadium, we have the right facilities to make sure that we deliver the what we call the AT&T playoff concert. And this year the headliner was Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. to tailgate area where right outside of the stadium you have lots of activities from fun games to ways that you can have trivia with your favorite team to making sure the hospitality is correct. And that starts with having the hotel that can host these two teams. You can imagine the number of hotel rooms it takes between the team, between the band, which for Georgia, which was about 400 people, and that's just the band. You've got the spirit, you've got the mascots, the cheerleaders. So making sure the hotels are correct. And then navigating. One of the challenges that we had in Tampa was having the stadium, 10 to 15 miles away. And whereas you have all the activities for the family and friends and fans in one section of town. So making sure you have the proper transportation routes for all of the Lyft, Uber, buses. So it is a massive coordination. And one of our team meetings, as in the team that actually administers the game, one meeting, there were probably about 100 people in the room. And I would say 30 of those people were the key heads, people that are the best in the business, as Michael would say, that would come in to make sure that there are no hiccups at all.
So what was your favorite moment this year?
Wow. There are so many great moments. I would say since I've been doing it for so long, the biggest high for me is watching the students when they see things for the first time. It's one thing to be in the classroom and to read it in a textbook or even having someone, a guest lecturer, come in. But when you're actually on the ground and actually making it happen, you see how massive this operation is. Sport business is no joke. I know we talk about it every week. It is a multi-billion dollar business, which requires expertise. It requires certain skills, social media now. Eight years ago, you graduate from college. There's no way you could get a job paying $30,000, $40,000 a year just to do social media. But that's how big this business is. And sport organizations are looking for those type of young people that can do those jobs. So it's just an amazing thing to see everything happen. In terms of celebrities, every year now it seems like I'm running into Tim Tebow. So it's nice to say hi to Tim Tebow. And then some of the athletes, looking at the alumni from Georgia and Alabama, Herschel Walker coming in, and then from the Alabama seeing Sean Alexander, former running back for Alabama, who I really enjoyed play. Did not run into President Trump, although one of my colleagues did. He had the opportunity to go up into the presidential suite with Herschel Walker, and so he got a chance to meet President Trump.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, UNC professor, talking about Project Touchdown. You mentioned you've been doing this for 11 years, so some of the students that you took the first time around or the second time around, they're getting further along into their careers now. So where have the students who have done this, where have they gone career-wise from it?
Well, that's a great question because, I was actually texting with a student who I took last year, Catherine Ross, and she's definitely been one of my favorite all-time students, and just her politeness, her extra effort. She would always contact me just saying, Dr. Stroman, what do you need? Is there anything I can do? And so I was so happy to reward her with this trip. But now Catherine is down at the University of Florida working for IMG. She's helping out with their marketing and bringing in sponsors, similar to our version of Learfield for Carolina. So I'm very happy to see her in the sense that she's moved on. I have a number of students who are in graduate school, and I always tell them, you got to get it sooner or later. Excuse me, at some point you need a master's degree, certainly to lead people. And so if you are ready for that, you should maybe take a year off at the most and get into graduate school. So they're all over, some working for Adidas, Nike, working for colleges, out there working for companies like Wasserman, the IMG Learfield world. So it's a good mix, definitely a good mix.
Speaking with Deb Stroman, and Deb, we got to wrap up here in a second. But before we do, all of that stuff behind the scenes is keeping you busy all weekend. But what did you think about the game?
Wow. So I ended up working towards the working near the Georgia section. So I became a Georgia dog, and just watching the elation and then the heartbreak back and forth with the teams. It's another plus for Saban. He's definitely the greatest of all time. He's now our new GOAT. I would say he did one of the gutsiest things by benching a two-time championship quarterback in Jalen Hurts. He took a chance, and definitely you could say it was because he was desperate. He knew that Georgia owned the first half. But it makes us question and think about whether or not the dynasty is back, or whether or not what Clemson did last year is the beginning of something. You know, that Saban will definitely continue to win championships or be in the final game. But you do have the capacity to beat Nick Saban if you have all things working well. I want to say that Dabo Sweeney and what he did last year is not just a blip on the screen. I like the difference in coaching styles between Dabo and how he runs his program, where it's more open, it's fun. He's very, very relaxed, whereas Saban is definitely wound up very, very tight. It's very much a business. You can just tell the difference, Alabama athletes versus Clemson athletes, or even Georgia. Georgia was very fun-loving and open as well. But Saban, it's all seriousness the entire time. But hats off to Nick Saban. In terms of what's next, now we have to look at chemistry. Both programs have to keep their players. They have to keep their coaching staff together. I think that's a big difference in success, whether or not you can keep teams together. But I'm excited already for next year and hoping that Carolina will continue to improve and grab one of these bowl games, if not a national championship opportunity.
Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC professor, thank you so much.
Thank you.